good to get the points on the board, I suppose. You know, coming to Dublin and getting points is it's the start we wanted, you know, and a lot of things we'd be positive of, and a lot of wee bits and pieces to tidy up as well. I think the first half there was a lot of good things. You know, we controlled the game really well in the first half, and it was very difficult conditions. Very, very difficult conditions, and a really strong breeze there, and we had to take the sting out of it in the first half. I thought we did that really well, and as you say, the goal made a difference then on the scoreboard at half-time. Obviously, Dublin came very hard in the second half. They were much more direct running at us. They overloaded on their own kick-out, and we struggled to get our big men to match, and for about a 10-minute period, they really done damage on their own kick-out, and then they probably scored off every one of them as well, you know. So we had to try and find a way to get more bodies across to the strong side and compete with them more in the second half. But listen, that's always going to happen, you know. Whatever tactic is working at a given moment, somebody's going to counteract that, and they were very, very direct in the second half. I don't know what their scoring average was, but a shot to score ratio, but I would say it was very high. It felt like they scored on every attack maybe for the first 10 or 15 minutes, you know. So listen, that's a couple of things right away that we'll be looking at heading into next week. But at the same time, there was a lot of good performances. We kept the ball really well, you know. We had good moments ourselves from an incision point of view, and ask questions yourself, and it's just probably what you expect this time of year.
100 appearances
for Kilmaghanio is a serious blessing. Definitely, and he had a baby not so long ago, and he's just kind of back in the fold with us, and kicked the point at the end as well, which was lovely. A lovely way for him to sign off, if you like. Been a real warrior for Donegal up to this point, and hopefully there's plenty more years left in him. Once you get points on the board, like, you don't have to take any risks as well, you know. That's the reality with injuries and stuff like that. So getting the points on the board are important, but at the same time, if we not got points on the board, then I'd be wouldn't have panic. We know what we want out of the league. You know, we want to try and get everybody up to speed for the summer, develop a bit of depth, you know, develop the young players, and give people opportunities and stuff. So that won't change, you know, over the next number of games. But as I say, you know, coming away from home and getting 2 points on the board first night out, we'll take that.
Will it actually park what happened last summer?
We've already parked it. That game's long gone. That game's long gone. We're heading for 2026 now and focusing on that, you know. So no, there's no issues there. There's no residue there. We're back on the horse, as they say, and we've won our first game, and we'll see what happens next weekend. Listen, that's a conversation that would last a half an hour, I think. You know, there was so much. It was a long season for us, and there were so many games, and there were so many big games we played in. You know, there's a hell of a lot of learnings you take from it, you know, positive and negative, that you're trying to bring in to the game, and the game's changing all the time as well, and rules and all that type of stuff, you know. So no, listen, we just take it game at a time. That's where we're at, game at a time, and looking forward to the next one now, which is next Sunday. Your gut tells you, I suppose, in many respects. You know, you see them in training every night, and every single thing that they do in training, they're judged on. So is all the other players. But, you know, particularly younger players, you're like, can he do that? Can he do that? Can he do that? You know, can he control the ball under pressure when the big squeeze comes on? Can he deal with that? You know, can he find a half a metre of space when people are doubling step very, very, very aggressively in us in the second half? And that had an impact on our play. Bits and pieces like that, you're looking for those types of things, and you're looking for them to sort of tick boxes and say, no, he can, yes he can, and we've done it again. We should be giving him a chance, and let's see how it goes, you know. And there's going to be ups and downs with them, there's no doubt about that, and you expect that anyway for young lads, you know. But that's all part of it. It's really all down to the opposition, how well they start games. The wind is a big element, how you want to finish the game, how many players you have on the pitch that you believe can control the ball against the breeze, how many shooters you've started with. There's so many elements to it, like, that you really, it's one thing that you have to, it's one thing that's important now with the twos, that you have to understand what the weather's going to do, and you have to understand what team you want to start with and what team you want to finish with, and you have to have flexibility because you don't know if you're going to win the toss or not. So it's just one of those things that gives you a bit of a headache in the dressing room for 15 or 20 minutes trying to work it out, and then you lose the toss anyway, you know. The game at the minute now is a game of kickouts. Like, you've seen that yourself, you know. We want, like everybody else, we want to get our hands on the ball, but sometimes it's very, very difficult, and We had a lot of big players on the pitch tonight, you know, to try and compensate for the fact that you're going to have to go long at times. And Dublin were the same, you know, and they were very competitive and very very dominant in the second half for periods, you know. So, kickouts are a bit like the last question, you know, they're always changing, they're always conversations. They'll be different for every team. Some teams will go man-to-man, some teams will go zonal, some teams like to cheat really early and get numbers around the ball. So it's whatever's coming down the track, you just have to have a plan for it in the week of the game, and that's up for change as well. So it's one of those other ones where you're constantly kind of working out in your head what's the best thing to do. Well, we just played the last 25 minutes zonally. I don't have an opinion. You guys are the ones that have the opinions. Usually the opinions, we just do our work. That's the bottom line. Like, I don't listen to anybody, I just coach the team. So there's loads of opinions out there, and there's loads of people saying loads of things, you know, but at the end of the day, that doesn't have any impact in my thinking whatsoever. I don't listen to those people. Most of them have never coached at inter-county level. Most of them have never stood on the sideline. Most of them never won anything as a coach. So I don't take counsel from people. I only take counsel from people that have been there and done that. If it's an All-Ireland winning manager or a top coach, I'll listen to them and I'll listen to what they have to say. But I don't listen to anybody outside of that, because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Otherwise, they should be on the sideline competing against me. So there's a lot of noise and there's a lot of talk. We're going to do what we feel is right every single day, and that won't change. And just because 10 people say that's what happened and that's the right thing, that doesn't mean that's going to change our mind the next time around. We feel it's the right thing to do, that's what we'll do. That'll always be the case. You cannot have a situation where outside influences impact on your group. And thankfully, that has been the case, you know. So that's football, like, you know, and I learned that a long time ago. You know, there's loads and loads of people with opinions. There's loads of people that have opinions that are having that opinion to have a go at you. There's loads of people that have the opinion because that's what they believe. All of that's in the mix. But at the end of the day, you know all that, and you don't listen to that. You just get on with going to the pitch, trying to coach the lads and trying to win football games, and that's not going to change in the summer. And if you want to run with that, or anybody else want, run away with it, but it'll not impact on how we approach games. Definitely not. You know, we played 11 games last year and nobody was complaining. Do you know what I mean? Like, so we'll decide what's right and we won't be listening to anybody else. It's a bit like coming away from home the night. You know, you're in Dublin, you've got to suck it up and you've got to try and win the game. You know, Kerry's coming next week, you've got to suck it up, you've got to try and win the game. You know, we had 4 games away last year, or at home last year, we have 3 this year, some of them are not in our, it doesn't matter. You know, at the end of the day, nothing's going to change in our own heads, but we want to get out of the National League. We want to get, you know, depth, we want to get young players blooded if we can, and we want to sort of create as many opportunities for as many people. And that's the number one priority. And so, listen, if we lose a couple of games, we're not gonna fret it. Like, the great thing about tonight is, you know, we probably another 4 points might be enough. You know, that's the positive going down the road tonight, because it'll allow potentially more flexibility. We have 6 more games, you know, so that's the way we're looking at it.